following is a remastered version of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Welcome to Turn 117 of A Worthy Opponent, a podcast based on the Blizzard game Hearthstone. We are still oh so casual, even after 117 turns. That's probably why we've been playing so long. 170 turns, we should have been done a long time ago. I am Black Lace, and with me in the studio is Autumn's Bane.
Spider cocoons are like little pinatas.
Spider. Web spinner.
There you go.
Oh my god, Fessick, I got
you
one.
You did something right.
I don't remember what he says.
What who says?
Fessick, when they did something right.
Don't worry about it.
It's probably rhyming, though. So, anyway, we have some news. Not a lot of news, but we have some news.
Do you want me to say what a web spinner is?
Do tell everybody what a web spinner is. Please.
It's a one casting cost, 1/1 beast minion for hunters only from Naxxramas, whose death rattle is add a random beast card to your hand.
It's not only for hunters. You can get it through a portal.
It's green. Well, that's cheating. So here's my question. Mm-hmm. Ball of Spiders makes three of these.
Yeah.
That'll be the only way you can play them when the new format comes out.
Interesting.
The card itself won't go away because it's part of another spell. But you can't play it by itself.
Interesting.
Unless you get it through a portal or something.
Interesting. Yeah, they're going to be... It's going to be tough. I'm going to have to save some of my... What I consider my classic decks that I won't be able to play anymore once... I mean, I think it's going to totally obliterate Dusty's deck that I've been playing for months and months now.
Well, you could play that in Wild.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why you're going to get extra deck
slots. Extra deck slots, yes. All right, so let's talk news. This is news I hadn't mentioned to you. This is kind of silly news. Because it's Valentine's Day, and happy Valentine's Day, everybody. They did a poll at Blizzard. World of Warcraft couples.
A poll dance?
Poll. No. Well, they might have pole danced, but they did a World of Warcraft couples poll to see who's everybody's favorite couple is. And they did, like, Ben and Mia Greymane, Thrall and Agra, Durotan.
Thrall and Jaina?
That one's not here. Durotan and Draka. They had, actually, Jaina and Arthas. Jaina and Kellic. Alexstrasza and Crassus.
Jaina and Arthas. There's a relationship to
and
kill
in
for.
In parentheses, it says true love never dies. Chen Stormstout and Yala Sage Whisper Princess Theridress and Zaytar. Do you know who they are? They're really scary ones. And is it Moradin?
I don't know.
I mean, she was like, yeah, they're scary.
What anyway, about Malfurion and Tyranda?
They are actually not listed. That's kind of weird. It says, other, I have my own favorite. I'll name in the comments below. So maybe... People, Anduin and Raytheon, a bromance.
Where did
oh
you see
my god, that?
That
was in the comments. But here's Gary.
That's
you're
cross
right.
Species.
You're right, though. They didn't mention Tyran. But do you know who won? Take a guess at who actually won by 29%.
Jaina and Arthas.
They did. Did you just cheat and look it up?
No, I'm just a genius.
Yeah, they did. And second only to Illyria and Tyralion and Illyrian Windrunner. I actually voted for Varisa and Ronan. Even though he's dead now.
He's dead.
Well, so is
Spoilers. Arthas. Spoiler alert from two expansions ago.
This is two.
Spoiler alert from four expansions ago.
Oh, boy. Somebody said surprised that Tyrand and Malfurion didn't make the list. But in any case, I just thought that was an interesting little poll, and it was done for holiday.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Well, I have a suggestion for all of those people who like to extend Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. If you haven't done it already, you must see the best romance film ever made that just came out this weekend.
Deadpool. That, yeah. If you haven't seen it, go see it. It just defies all logic. I didn't expect to like it at all, and I'd go see it a couple times.
It justifies all
logic.
Yes,
it justifies all logic. Yes, not just defies, it justifies. See what I did? But anyway, I would go see it again, actually, because there's probably... It was so funny that I think I probably laughed over half the lines that I probably missed a lot, because it was really great.
This is two big surprises in a row. I didn't expect to like Ant-Man or Deadpool, and they were both great.
Yep.
So shall definitely. We talk about something other than Marvel superhero movies?
Well, we were talking about WoW couples, but we can go on. We can talk about, I don't know, we can talk
so
about...
So who won the poll? Oh, you told me already.
Yeah,
never mind.
Jaina.
And then I guessed it. All right, forget it.
Well, other news. I'm going to have you talk about the Activision WoW thing that you found.
Oh, yes. So late last week, Blizzard Activision put out its fourth quarter from 2015 report. And normally we don't really talk about this stuff because a lot of it is boring, but some of it was pretty interesting this time. First of all, do you remember Activision? What Activision used to be?
Ping and Pong. And, you know, just computer games.
Yeah, they made game cartridges. You know, the games that came in cartridges. For
Actually,
the original,
it's called Pong, not Ping and Pong, but Pong.
Original Nintendo. You know, the Atari, not Nintendo, Atari 2600. You know, things like skiing and stuff like that. Anyway, you know, what was that? Pitfall. Games like that. And they went from doing that to, like, owning Blizzard. I mean, they've come a long way. But it's amazing. They have the 7 Blizzard games. I'm sorry, 6 Blizzard games. Because I guess they're not counting Warcraft anymore. The original Warcraft, not World of. But they also own Call of Duty, Destiny, Skylanders, Guitar Hero. And this was the big surprise. They own Candy Crush.
Wow.
Candy Crush. And Bubble Witch. And Farm
Heroes.
And
you know what's funny? Those are done
Pet
by individual
Saga.
People. When they first drop them out to be like games for the iPhone... It's just somebody in their basement making a game, and then somebody like Activision buys it.
Some
Holy
of them.
Shit, that's a lot of money.
Remember the guy who made that music one?
Explicit tag. She said the word shit. Yeah.
That pop, song pop was it? Was that what it was called? Song pop.
Yeah.
Just some guy, and then the company says, "Hey, we'll give you like $1 million if you want to sell us the game," and he did. And then nobody played it anymore after that.
Oh, I'm sure there's still people playing that.
Anyway, that's an aside.
We digress.
So, Blizzard Activision put out its earnings report. I'm not going to talk about the money, which is mind-boggling how much money they have. But some of the stuff they talked about were their plans for the future and what they've done recently. And they hit a record of 80 million players of their games. 80 million people play their games.
That's a lot of
Just
people.
Mind-boggling. So what does this have to do with Hearthstone? In the last quarter of 2015, Hearthstone surpassed 40 million registered players before League of Explorers even launched. 40 million.
And you know what? They say it's free to play. I would say of that 40 million, a whole crap ton of people probably bought wings, bought characters, bought decks. So, you know... They're making their money off this free-to-play game, and I'm saying kudos to them. I'm really happy they are, because they're giving us this great game.
Yep. Well, not only are there 40 million registered players, and when they say registered players, I think they mean players who didn't just install the game had actually like worked through the tutorial or something, or at least got so far. But active players, monthly active users at the end of the fourth quarter reached their record amount, but they don't really say what that is.
It's pretty
big. But it's pretty big. And they're talking about all these other games. You know, Warcraft has its 6th expansion, Legion, coming. Offers a new class and custom weapons. Pre-purchase includes a level 100 boost. Expect to launch in the summer window. Ready? Get this. Expected to launch in the summer window following the June release of the Warcraft film by Legendary Pictures.
June!
No. After the movie. So, we...
No, June for the movie!
Yes, well, we knew that.
I can't wait! I'm dying for it.
Yeah, I'm excited too. But we knew the movie would be in June. But now we have confirmation that the game will not release before June, before the movie. So that means they said it'll be this summer, and some first day of summer is June, so it'll take place after June, but before the first day of fall. We'll see when it comes out. But Arena.
September.
Heroes of the Storm is going to have Arena mode to come in 2016, with fun parameters, smaller maps, and shorter sessions. A lot of people are going to start playing Heroes again. If they've stopped playing because maybe it took too long, they'll come back for that. Also, multiple awards, including Best Competitive Multiplayer and Best MOBA from Game Informer. So, Heroes has won some awards this year. That's something that they, you know, put on their earnings report because they want to show their investors, hey, we have award-winning games. Here's a surprising one. StarCraft II, which came out several years ago. Mm-hmm. You know that they had Legacy of the Void come out.
Right. I don't play that one.
Within 24 hours, they sold over 1 million copies of that.
Nice. Do you remember standing outside of stores at like midnight waiting for the expansion of Warcraft? This was before they did the full digital downloads. Like the second or third expansion. We were up outside Best Buy, cold, cold night. Standing there, waiting for the doors to open so that we can get... They've come a long way.
The thing is, Legacy of the Void is not even a new game. It's just an expansion to a game. But within 24 hours, they sold 1 million copies. And it received multiple Best Strategy Game of 2015 awards. Nice.
Very nice. You know what else is nice?
What else is nice?
Oh, wait. Are you done? I'm sorry.
No. There were a few other things. They announced that their digital sales have now surpassed their actual physical sales. So apparently people...
Not surprised.
Well, look at Heroes of the Storm. You're not buying it in a box, right? Hearthstone, you're not buying it in a box. People have stopped buying Warcraft in boxes because they could just download them. So the day of the box is going bye-bye.
A little bit sad about that, because when you want to do the digital download so that you can play it faster, you lose out on things like the mouse pad, the book with the artwork, and the music discs, and all that other stuff that normally come with it.
Well, I'm looking at 4 slipcases as we speak. The Burning Crusade, Wrath of the Lich King, Cataclysm, and Mists of Pandaria. I didn't bother with the Collector's Edition for Warlords of Draenor. Why? Because I was able to play it at midnight of the launch day, which I've never been able to do before.
There should be a way to combine it.
It's stressful to sit there and wait for the UPS guy to show up with your shipment from Amazon.
And ours shows up at 9 o'clock, or I'm not sorry, 8 o'clock, between 7 and 8 at night. And everybody else started playing it the night before.
Yeah, remember Wrath of the Lich King? People were like 3 levels into the new expansion before we even got our box.
Yep.
And then you have to worry... Is it going to show up? Did they lose it? But you actually can buy them after the fact and bind them to your account. But I don't know if you get any money back. It's like buying it twice.
Yeah, I don't know. But that's pretty cool.
Yeah, Overwatch, a 6v6 online multiplayer team-based shooter coming to PC, PS4, and Xbox One in the spring. Confirmed. I think they've already confirmed it, but Overwatch will be here in the spring.
Yep. And
so that means sometime between the end of all this snow and the Warcraft movie, we will have Overwatch.
There are not a lot of rough edges in Overwatch anymore either. There's some silly stuff, but there's not really a lot of rough stuff.
Well, like, why don't you talk about Overwatch? Because some of us happen to be back in the Overwatch beta.
Yeah, unfortunately some of us aren't, and I'm sorry about that, but I did
so
get
in. So for all of you people who think that being a podcaster gets you automatic admission into a beta, I just want you to know that Autumn's Bane is not in the Legion beta and not in the Overwatch beta. So I'm out here in the cold with the rest of you slobs waiting to be asked to come
in. Oh my god.
Meanwhile, Black Lace is living it up. Let's hear about your experience so far.
Well, Overwatch is... Well, I played it during the weekend of open beta a couple months ago before they closed it down for the winter or for the holidays.
I did get to do that,
too. Yep. And there were a lot of glitches. There were people like that. We found a lot of characters getting stuck behind things, things just not working as they should be, and we were able to report on that. And the thing, I tried to keep very active on the forums, and I haven't really been able to because I haven't found a lot wrong with it. I had a couple of questions about the spray paint. I had a couple of questions like, I would love to be able to opt out of voice chat. I had one game, I like playing Mercy. Somehow I always wind up being a healer. I was playing Mercy and I'm zipping around. There are six of us and I'm all over the place with four players. And I hear one person going, heal me, Mercy, heal me, heal me, Mercy, heal me. And of course it sounded like it was an 8-year-old saying it. So I'm like, okay. And I'm looking all over for him with my group and he is the only one not anywhere near us. And there was no way to shut him up in the voice chat. He was just like screaming for me to heal him. And I didn't want to add to it by saying, well, if you would travel with the rest of the group, I'd be able to get to you. But I was wishing that I could just, other than shutting my speakers off,
opt
out
of voice
chat.
You miss all the game sound effects if you do that.
Right, right. So there is no way currently, and I actually put up a thread saying, you know, is there a way to do that? Because that they need a little tour guide. You know, if you press different buttons, different things happen. And I went through and I pressed A and B and C just to see what happens. And there's some little emotes and some little things that it does. And if you hit T, you get to spray the wall with the spray paints. That so far is all you get to do. You get little things called loot boxes when you gain levels, I think, is when it happens. Whereas you get a loot box and it gives you the ability to open the box, just like a little treasure chest, so you can get different skins, get different voice emotes, you can get different spray paints, and I think that's pretty much it. And there are actually different levels of that. Somebody I heard said they got an epic one, so I don't know what he was talking about.
Let's step back a moment. You've mentioned spray paint twice. Why don't you explain that?
Spray painting is basically putting graffiti on the wall. I'm not sure it has a purpose. It might be good to mark areas where you are so that your teammates can follow you. I'm not sure what the actual reasoning is behind it. It's kind of cute to just put them. You get them out of your loot boxes. Everybody gets the regular one that's got an Overwatch logo. But then each individual character has a bunch of spray paints that they can unlock, and you get them again in your
loot
boxes.
They don't
call
them spray paints, right? They just call
them
sprays.
Oh, sprays. I'm sorry. Yeah, they call them spray. So I get to play with that. I haven't found a lot of glitches with it. There are new areas. They changed the training area, not the tutorial. The tutorial is almost the same, except it also is glitchless. But they have a new area where you can practice, and it used to be in a dojo and you'd run around chasing, what is he? 76, 79. What is he?
Yeah.
Soldier
76.
Yeah.
You know, Captain America.
Yeah. You got to chase him around and have him fire at you, and you got to duck out of his way and try to avoid him. And then there were multiples. I actually liked that one a little bit better, unless I'm doing something really wrong. They're all just droids that are standing there, and you can be healing your own teammates, which are other droids, shooting at the other droids.
Now, that's something I've never seen before. I've never seen a practice screen in any game that enabled you to actually practice healing.
Target dummies, kind of.
Nah, not really. I mean, this lets you actually heal and watch watch these drones or droids or targets or whatever they are heal up. It's more dynamic. Something for support characters to practice on. That's awesome.
Yep. But
they were
again,
getting shot at too.
Yes, they were. And so you were trying to heal your opponents, and you still could see their health bar. But in this one, they're droids, but they're all stationary. I'm not getting chased by anything. I'm just trying to take things down. But it is nice because I was able to stop. Here's the difference. If you stopped to try to look at your buttons to see what this would do or what your right click would do or what your left click would do, while you're trying to figure it out, Soldier 76 was killing you. This way, you can be standing in the middle of everything firing and just hit your F1 and say, okay, what does this do? And because it was able to do that, I was able to see that if I might get this backwards, but if I right-clicked, it was a healing beam on Mercy again. But if I left-clicked, her beam became a silver beam that actually increased the person I was aiming at's power. So they were doing more damage because I was putting a power screen. My big thing playing her was trying to figure out, well, sometimes they don't need healing. I could always hit the keystroke I, I could hit one and we change to a damage dealing gun. And then if I hit two, it's a healing gun. There are two guns she can use. So I would go between one and two. But what I didn't realize if I'm on healing and I use a left click, I can actually increase the damage my partner is doing. But I wouldn't have had the time to look at it in the old way of doing the training grounds, because I would be trying not to get killed at the same time. So there's that. But I did like the idea of, you know, racing around trying to heal things or trying to shoot things and really kind of like a live test. Didn't do that anymore. It's gone.
And now, taking a page from Heroes of the Storm, they have new modes.
Yep, they have the practice mode. They have where you're in a team of six against six AI. You have another one where you can have five other friends and you all group together and fight against an AI. And then you have the random, you know, six people against six people they don't know.
So let me clarify. You can play solo with five AI partners against six AI enemies.
No.
There's not a mode that lets you do that?
No. There's you with five other people fighting against the AI.
Okay. You and then five random players against the AI. Or you and five friends against the AI.
Correct.
It's both of those. Okay. Yep, that's cool. That's fun.
But again, I really would have liked the ability, because I could see this, you know, somebody once said in a forum, I want to be able to, you know, use the spray and spray whatever I want to write. And somebody else was like, I don't want to see the rude things people would be painting or saying by doing this. I like the idea that we can just spray what we unlock. I agree with that. Likewise, if I can't shut people up or ignore them in the voice chat, I had not been in with anybody who was really actually a vulgar or rude, but I could see it happening.
Well,
so
part of it
there's got to be a way.
You're in the beta. So
correct.
In the beta, you're going to have fewer asshats.
Maybe.
Fewer. Not non-existent, but fewer.
But it was fun. It was fun. You know, you get to change the different characters. You can actually go through the screens and see everybody's different skins. Everybody's got probably about 8 different skins. They have about 10 to 12 different emotes, probably 15 to 20 different sprays. There's a lot to look at. Just
we're
going to
get some of those skins just by pre-ordering, right?
With the pre-order, yeah.
Well, wait, there's only one that you get for pre-order. That's the Noir for Widowmaker. The other ones that we get are for buying the upgraded version.
Right. And I'm not sure yet how everything unlocks, because some of them say 25, some of them say 75. And I don't know if that means your levels or your points. I haven't been playing a lot. I'm only at like level 6. But they also have what they also do is they put you in categories with people who play in your level. So I think I probably wouldn't see a level, say they have a level 90. I have no idea what it goes up to yet. But I wouldn't be in with a player that high, but I might be in with somebody at level 10, 15, 20.
So there's going to be a matchmaking rating like there is
there
in Hearthstone?
There is going to be matchmaking, yeah.
Like there is in Heroes?
Yeah. The only thing that concerns me is if you play a lot and suck, you still gain levels. So I could be playing like for the first time on, say, who wouldn't I play? I play Widowmaker.
Bastion. You wouldn't
Bastion.
Play Bastion.
Okay. So I might go in on Bastion for the first time ever and be level, you know, 25. And somebody's going to say, boy, you really suck. I'm like, but it'll be my first time ever playing him. That's something I don't really like.
Well, we don't know if it's level based.
Right.
It's probably a win-loss based, or maybe how much you contributed to your team's victory.
Yeah, you get, but your levels still go up. Like I get,
Like in Hearthstone.
Experience for playing each game. Yeah.
In Hearthstone, your characters gain levels even when you're sucking.
I mean, even in Heroes of the Storm, it does the same thing.
Right.
I guess I'm just a little bit cautious about it now because it's a new game and I am not usually able to play a first person shooter game because I usually get sick. Yep. Makes me nauseous.
I'm just glad they have any kind of progression system.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it was just go in there, kill people, and that's it, I'd grow bored of that very quickly.
No, but you get your loot boxes by breaking the levels, I think. And then you get to see what kind of things you get. And
so
it's random.
This patch is given a lot of incentive to keep playing.
Oh, absolutely.
Gain levels, get loot, get rank. Whatever.
It is much fun.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, honey. And just so everybody knows, I'm going to say this publicly. I have told Autumn's Bane that he is welcome to log into my game. It's not like I'm saying, haha, I'm playing it all by myself. He is unwilling to change my progression.
No.
Because he thinks it would be wrong.
It's against the user agreement. I'm not allowed to use your account. That's what Blizzard says. Blizzard says I'm not allowed to use your account.
Okay.
I'm not going to get you kicked out of beta because I abused the system.
Well, he did look over my shoulder when I was going through all the emotes, but that's okay.
So, usually in this game, we just get clobbered. But, clobbered.
Clobbering time? We're not ready for that yet. Or are we?
You tell me, you're the boss.
I'm not the boss. All right, let's go. Let's do clobbering time. To the world's worst brawl.
I think
Dex Assemble.
I think the Twitter sphere knows exactly how you feel about this brawl.
Yeah, because I did send out a tweet.
You were not very quiet about this week's brawl.
Okay, this week's brawl was Dex Assemble, and it's all of Azeroth wants to brawl for you. Start with a small deck, recruit as you go, and then send them to fight over and over. And over and over and over and over and over and over and oh my god. So I got the quest this week of win 5 tavern brawls. And that is the tweet that Autumn's Bane is referring to. I just laughed my ass off, screenshotted it, sent it out to the world, and then chose a new quest. Because although there are many tavern brawls that I would happily keep playing all week long, and get my 5 to win my pack. Not this one.
You know, we've done this one before. This
hated,
was not
I hated
new.
It then, too.
Okay. So it took me 3 times to finally win, and probably over an hour to do it. What about you?
It took me about an hour and 20 minutes. I only played twice. I'm probably not kidding about the...
So you
first
won the
game
second
I played,
time.
Yes, I won the second time.
Then
the first game I played...
What were you complaining about?
Because I like playing more than one game during lunch.
Oh, I see.
I mean, I actually like to play several games. I don't like one game that lasts 45 minutes. I'm one of those people who wants to play a quick 10-minute game, maybe do something, then come back to another 10-minute game. And I'm one of the... Originally, I'll repeat it. Originally, they said the games would be 10 to 15 minutes long. And they even say with this tavern brawl, send them to fight over and over. Over and over is an understatement. So tell me about what you thought of the brawl. And then we have an email from a listener that I am dying to read.
I'll say the same thing about this brawl as I said last time. It's like just flip a coin. It's RNG. It's pure RNG. Pure and simple. No, I'm sorry. It's 98% RNG. It's 2% skill. Because you could skill your way to some advantage, but mostly it's luck.
Yeah.
It was luck last time. It was luck this time. So my luck was such that I had bad luck two games in a row and then good luck the third time. Because they say third time's the charm.
Uh-huh.
But it had its fun moments because you're surprised, you know, like, oh, look what I got, or, oh, do I play this now? Or and then it was a little confusing, like, oh, I play this, it goes back into the deck, but then they wipe my hand away and put those in a deck. And like,
well, anything you play, it vanishes, but anything you play, you'll keep getting. So like the first game that I played, I forget the name of the card, but he's a 0/4 Draenei with taunt. And my opponent had him. So he played him once, so then he got it shuffled into his deck. So by the end of the game, he must have had like 6 or 7 of them out there. Now, in the meantime, I was getting my owl, so I would silence them. So I kept getting owls to silence them, and then he kept filling his board with 0/4 creatures, some with taunt, some without. And it was annoying. It wasn't fun. It was annoying.
Yeah. Well, I felt kind of neutral about it. You know, you hated it. Apparently, Ringo in the chat room loved it. He said he had 30 wins.
Oh, my God. Well, who did not like it was I had somebody right on my side with an email that I'm going to read to you because it's awesome. And he agreed with me because he named the email the worst tavern brawl ever.
Eva?
Hi, guys. Eva. E-V-A. Eva.
He said that?
Yeah. Eva? Worst tavern brawl ever.
Gotcha. Are you talking about the shield bearer? One casting cost 0/4 taunt?
Yes. He had that one. So whenever he played it, it not only landed on his board, but then at the end it went back into his deck so he'd be able to draw it. So what happens is you don't have a lot of cards in your deck, but your deck gets bigger and bigger and bigger as you play.
All right.
Let's
read this letter.
Okay. Hi, guys. Tavern Brawl quality checklist for this week's brawl. 1. Do not have to build a deck. Check. 2. Not a co-op. Check. 3. Capable of completing one game in a single human lifetime. Fail, fail, fail. Okay. Imagine a world where one of the first cards your opponent plays is Lorewalker Cho. 2 turns later, he draws and plays his second Lorewalker Cho. What happens over the next few years is that he proceeds to load up my minions with one mana spell that heals his hero for 4, whilst at the same time putting 2 copies of the spell in my hand, quickly causing me to burn cards. I return the favor, causing him to burn cards too. Pretty soon, some of my minions have multiple copies of this spell on them, and vice versa. We are each being healed by much more than the total attacks value of our minions every turn. Our decks are getting bigger as the unplaced cards are returned to the deck at the end of the turn, with only 4 being drawn next turn. It seems like we have no chance of going to fatigue and no chance of killing each other. Was the outcome dependent on who survived the longest in the real world? Well, no. After several months, my opponent made a mistake and failed to load up with self-heals. A card I played gets a +1/+1 whenever I play a card. Can't remember the name of the card, sorry. And in a couple of turns, I had this minion up to 23/23 and killed him. Had a week really fully passed? Was I even the same man I was when the game started? My wife and children barely recognized me. I had lost 14 pounds in weight and was severely dehydrated. I'd lost my job by failing to turn into work. I had to ask myself, was it even worth it? Yes, I concluded it was, but only because I threw out a sorry just before I killed him. Too long an email to read on the show, but I thought you would share anyway. Best wishes. And this person is calling himself chance meeting now, because everybody deserves a new start now and then. So, chance meeting, thank you very much. And it was not too long an email. It was worth the read. Thank you for sending it to us. And
is a chance meeting actually someone we know by another name?
Akila.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Best wishes, the man who was Akila. But now chance meeting, everyone deserves a new start now and again. Anyway, so that was the email.
So there's one more thing.
I agreed with it totally.
It was a very good email. Very well written.
Thank you.
I enjoyed the story. I hope he's not gray and shriveled now.
And I hope you got your job back.
So, you know what else I experienced when we did this brawl?
Mm-hmm. What?
The feeling that I should have been counting how many packs I've been getting from these brawls. Because I don't buy classic packs anymore. But I do get them for winning tavern brawls.
Oh, right. It's true.
How many weeks has it been since we started doing tavern brawls? Has it been 40? Didn't they say 40
probably
is the magic number? That if you don't get a legendary in 40, then you're unique because everyone else seems to get one in less than 40.
But it also resets. But yes.
Well, I'm wondering if this was my 40th brawl because I got Tyrion Fordring in my pack.
Nice. What? That is an awesome card.
Yeah. I guess maybe I'll start playing Paladin a bit more to try him out. The good thing is he's classic, so I'll be able to play him in standard.
And it's a class you actually enjoy playing, so it's not like it's, you know, one of the never played classes.
Yeah. Oh,
it's not
something
a
else happened. Something else happened to me this week that I thought was kind of funny. I haven't been playing my hunter much since I turned gold. It's kind of like, why bother now? And I've been playing that warrior deck a lot. Remember, I said my hunter had never lost to a Christmas tree paladin.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I fought another paladin that was a secrets paladin this week with my warrior deck, and he didn't beat me. Nope, did not beat me. So I just don't. It's just very odd. I usually have bad luck, but this one deck that's supposedly at the top of the ladder that's beating everybody can't seem to beat me.
I have lost the Christmas tree paladin.
Yeah. Well, I just thought that was odd. So I guess I had a good week because today I looked at my rank and I was at 15. I'm like, how did I get to 15? I'm not trying to rank up. So I just have been having better luck, maybe.
Good.
Or it's just that warrior deck is a really good deck.
Well, would you have played this brawl more than... I mean, if you got the card that I got, or the quest that I got, would you have kept that quest?
No. Are you okay. kidding me? Five brawls when they take 45 minutes each? No way.
Well, Ringo had 30 wins.
Yeah, but Ringo's special.
Now, I'm glad to hear, actually, I got to say this on the air, I'm glad to hear that Ringo's having better luck because he was getting kind of depressed because, you know, sometimes you just keep having losing streaks. So it's nice to see he's winning again.
Well, Flintlock told me he and Ringo got pretty far in a tournament they played in this week, so
nice.
Congrats, guys.
Congrats. And, you know, with the new stuff that they're announcing, they didn't say anything about a tournament mode. Did you notice that?
I noticed. I told you, and I told Micmac, and I told Ugly Brute that I do not see this tournament mode coming that everybody is wishing for.
We shall still see, but we'll see.
It's not coming anytime
soon.
We're
not wishing for it. It just, you know.
If we see it in less than 2 years, I'll be surprised.
Yeah. Maybe so how much gold do you have?
Maybe down the road when people, like, they have nothing imaginative to do anymore, they might come up with it. 3,415 gold.
Nice. Nice. I'm in the 2,000 mark. Maybe 2,100, something like that.
I have to admit, for the first time since I've been playing Hearthstone, I let two quests get lost this week. I did not clear my quests out 2 days. I woke up the next morning and found, oh no, I still had three quests.
Yeah,
I
have three quests today. I don't think I'm going to have, because I have like win five is a rogue and five is something else. And they're sitting there and I like the classes, so I don't want to give them up. And then I have a third one I just got today. But I have like 2,600 gold and I'm still saving. We did have other news that I forgot to mention.
Let's hear it.
It's a tournament. It's the 2016 Hearthstone America's Winter Primary is this coming weekend. It's basically February 20th and 21st. The top competitors who battle their way through the ranked play in tournaments will join the winners of the American Tavern Hero tournaments at one of the previous Tavern Hero locations, and they'll be competing for one of the 8 spots in the 2016 Hearthstone America's Winter Championship, which has a $100,000 prize pool. And people can watch it. Basically, it's going to be on the official Hearthstone Twitch channel starting at 10 o'clock a.m. each day, and that would be, I believe, still Pacific. So that would be Saturday and Sunday. So just letting people know.
So are you going?
Am I going?
Yeah, you're going to be in the tournament?
I'm going to work, and then I'm going to probably watch a little of it on Twitch.
Okay.
Silly goose. Of course I'm not going. But I am going to, you know, I did get to play somebody's deck this week.
That's right, you did.
I did. With a little bit of tweaking, Rob Gar sent a Warlock deck that was absolutely a ton of fun to play. Did I win every game?
Same, no. Would this be the same Rob Gar from the Raidy Brunch? From
yes.
The Convert to Raid Kazakh Guild?
Yes.
On Airy Peak, Alliance side?
So if you haven't started stalking him yet, you know exactly where to find him.
Okay.
Anyway, he sent a Warlock deck that I had to craft one card. I think it was a Bane of Doom. Or a Demon Fire. I'm not sure which I crafted at this point. But I couldn't craft everything I needed, so he did do some substitutions for me. So I'm going to read it as it should be, and then I'll let you know the substitutions I did. Okay. It is a Warlock deck. 2 Voidwalkers. Curse of Rafam. Dark Bomb, 2 Demon Fires, Dark Peddler, Kobold Geomancer, Mistress of Pain, Tiny Knight of Evil, I just love that one, Demon Wrath, Drain Life, Shadow Bolt, Imp Gang Boss, Imp Master, Implosion, Dread Steed, Tournament Medic, Void Caller, 2 Bane of Dooms, Demon Heart, Faceless Manipulator, Siphon Soul, 2 Dread Invernals, Wilford Fizzlebang, Dr. Boom, Fearsome Doomlord, and Mal'Ganis. I did not have Wilford Fizzlebang, and I did not have, Demon Heart. So what he replaced, he told me to replace the Demon Heart with maybe a Shadow Bolt, which I did, and Fizzlebang was with a second Void Caller, which I did. It was a fun deck to play. I did not win a lot. The 2 that I lost to... Let's see, did I lose 2? Oops. Hold on a second. Yes. I won 2, lost 3. However, the 3 I lost to, one of them was against a warrior who got... who is that? Grommash. And the guy basically got Grommash and then pinged him with one type of spell, which damaged him and gave him more ability. And of course, his ability is charge and gets angry, so he gets more powerful. Then he pinged him like 2 other times, all in the same turn, and he came at me at like with 23. So he basically steamrolled. So I can't even count that as a loss because there's just no way to compete against that. I won against a paladin. I went against one of those infuriating priests who basically will make you wait until his fuse is almost done before he goes. Have you ever run into those?
Which?
The priests that sit there and wait for the fuse to show up before they actually play a card.
I don't know if I would say priests. I think people in general.
I'm just blaming the priests. Anyway, so I ran into a priest. I beat him with a great combination of card I don't like, which is the Dread Infernal, which does like 1 damage to all other creatures on the board. But what it did is he had a bunch of 3/3 creatures out, so when I called my Dread Infernal, which is a 6/6, he did 1 damage to all other creatures on the board, and then I called Demon Wrath out, which is basically does 2 damage to all non-demons. So with those 2 cards, I did a full board clear and killed him. So that was a win against the priest. The other one was against the pally. I lost not only to that warrior, but to a druid who basically just direct damaged me to death. There was no way around it. He had starfire. He had just a whole bunch of things. The lock, it was just a matter of time. We were both kind of attacking each other slowly and surely. It was just a matter until one of us died and whoever outlasted the other. It was one of those types of games. But it was a lot of fun. I had a great balance between small minions and large minions. I was able to get out the small minions at the beginning, and then I don't usually get to throw out my big minions, but Mal'Ganis came out of those five games, he came out three times.
Mal'Ganis is a wonderful card.
That was a nice card. So he came out three times. I did at the beginning, you sit playing with somebody else's deck, you don't really know all the rules, and I've never played with the Mistress of Pain. Oh, that really sounds so good. I cast the Mistress of Pain. I used my coin to cast her. And the thing is with her is every damage she does, she heals you. And I cast her at the very beginning of the game. And I used a coin for it. So it really didn't matter that she was healing me because I wasn't wounded yet. So that taught me that she's one of those games cards that you want to wait to play her. If she shows up in your cards at the beginning, don't play her right away. Because she'll get killed without really doing anything good for you.
Because you're not usually using your hero power that early either.
Right, exactly. What I really liked were all the heals that this deck affords me. As a warlock, I was able to use my hero power, which hurts me, because I'd have cards out there that, like, if I used my hero power, would heal me. So I was able to get cards free that way. It had the cursed card. That card that if you cast it on somebody and they hold it in their hand, they get 2 points of damage for every time they keep it in their hand, but it costs them like 2 mana to get rid of it. And I found that a lot of people held on to those cards and didn't cast it, would just risk taking the damage, and those were usually the games I won against. So it just had a lot of different types of synergies going on, and it was a lot of fun. And I think against a couple of those losses, it was really RNG that I lost against, more so than the class that I played against. So if you like playing a warlock or you want to try a warlock deck, there are some of the cards that are, epics and legendaries that you may not have. But if you can possibly make this deck or make something close to it, it was a lot of fun to play. And I intend to play it for the next couple of weeks just to have fun with it. So thumbs up to this deck.
Well, one of those cards that you didn't have, Demon Heart, I think it was, you said?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, is that the one that does 5/5? Demon Heart, okay. Demon Heart's a 5 casting cost epic card that deals 5 damage to a minion, but if it's a friendly demon, give it +5/+5 instead. So when I play my demon deck, which I haven't played in a long time, I put that on my Mistress of Pain. Uh-huh. So now she's a 6/9, damn hard to kill, and heals me for 6 every time she attacks.
Well, here's the thing with that. Let me see. Demon Heart. Is it Demon Heart?
Yep. I thought you said you didn't have it.
I didn't. Demon Fire is very similar. That's a deal 2
That's
damage
two,
to
two.
A minion. Yeah, give it +2/+2.
The 5/5 is nicer. It costs a lot, but to get those kind of heals, I found it worth it.
I was just looking for it in crafting. And yeah, I don't have it, and he wanted it in there. It would have been awesome. It would have been awesome to have that card. So it might be that. And Wilford, I'm not sure about him either.
Wilford Burnhamley? Diabetes.
Fizzle Brang.
Oh,
because the cards you draw from your hero power cost 0. That would have been a fun card to have too. Because I also had the card there that made it so that my hero powers, if I use it, didn't hurt me. Which was the Tournament Medic. Restore 2 health to your hero. And since it's 1/8. So if I use my hero power, it would hurt me. But then by using it with this card out, I got 2 health back. So
Drew Hart do that also?
Yeah, but he's... I mean, yeah, I guess you could take Wilford and replace him with Justicar. Wait a minute. Replace your starting power with a better one. No, not quite. Yeah, I guess it would. But that's not what the deck was about. And then I had my Tiny Knight of Evil come out, which was fun too. It's just such a cute card. But I mean, I had a Faceless Manipulator, and damn it, if that druid didn't hit me with that Starfire, the next turn I would have Faceless Manipulated my Mal'Ganis. So I would have had two of them on there.
Nice.
It was just a lot of fun to play. So yeah, if you guys can make that deck, try it because it was fun. Anything else this week, Autumn's Bane?
I can't think of anything.
Well, I guess, let me see. I'm just going through a note. So I think we spoke about everything we wanted to. As usual, folks, you know, feel free to, I know it's a little bit of a lull in news and new cards right now. That'll be changing soon because there's going to be big things in the, you know, that's coming up. But for right now, we're at a bit of a lull. Send your emails to us telling us your, you know, send more decks for me to play with, or send your plays of the week. We still love getting your plays of the week or your embarrassing moments. Things for us to talk about. If you've got suggestions and synergies and cards that we haven't used, we'd love to share yours with everybody else that listens to us. Basically, you can find us all on awohearthstone.com or on hollowsweetmedia.com. You can follow us on Twitter at aworthyopponent. You can listen to us Monday evenings, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on twitch.tv/hollowsweetmedia. Send those emails to us at awohearthstone@gmail.com. And you can download us on iTunes. And if we've had a few little glitches with iTunes lately, if it does say the show is a minute, 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 7 minutes, and it's downloaded, give it a listen, because for some reason the timestamps seem to have lied lately. But you can always download us on Stitcher Satellite Radio. They seem to be very reliable. You can follow us on Facebook at AWO Hearthstone, or at Google Plus, A Worthy Opponent. Special thanks to Hollowsweet Media, Antita, and Xander. Both of them are often very behind the curtains. We won't ask what they do there, but they sometimes are behind the curtains together. Thank you for the awesome City Limits theme music. Micmac, who is still sending us game feeds for Twitch that you can watch while we're chatting. And thanks, Autumn, for letting me ramble on and on and on and on and on.
Don't mention it.
So everybody have a warm week, if possible, and happy hearthing.
And go watch Deadpool.
Go watch it. It's fun.
Production of Hollowsweet Media. Join us next week at Monday 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and be sure to check hollowsweetmedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at Worthy Opponent, or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to awohearthstone@gmail.com. Welcome to our inn.